You guys are getting cheated on, 100%.
Uh-huh. Tell us more. Cheating.
I mean, as long as I don't find out.
This and I was just like, fucking hell. It makes so much sense. Bro, 46% of couples who watch Netflix together are cheating on each other. Cool. All right, this is the Whenever Sold. My name is G-Money.
Andy Young.
Bad Boy Owen.
Big C. Now, today,
hey.
Listen, class.
Straight to it.
I want to teach you about cheating.
Cheating?
Yes.
I thought
teacher,
I wrote that
cheater,
book.
Or
no,
teacher.
No. Like, are you,
teaching us how to cheat?
Yeah, I wanna school you on to this game. I just realized
yes, sensei.
There's a new way that guys are cheating.
Mm-hmm. Teach us.
Ah, bro, the data on this is actually spot on. No lies here. 46% are doing this.
What? Okay.
You lot are probably doing
that. I am definitely.
So you guys like Netflix and chill, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
A lot. Do you guys ever finish Netflix and chill?
Never.
Are you still watching?
Are you still watching?
Because we're watching you.
Bruh. You guys are getting cheated on. 100%.
Uh-huh. Tell us more.
You
tell
guys
us more.
Are cheating.
I mean, as tell long as I don't find
I read
out.
This and I was just like, fucking hell. It makes so much sense. Bro, 46% of couples who watch Netflix together are cheating on each other. Here's how so. You watch a series together and you say, let's stop at episode number 5. They decide to pick on episode number 6 and continue. And then they tell you, no, I've not watched. But these motherfuckers are continuing. That's what you call Netflix cheating.
I'll admit, you had us in the first round.
I thought we were about to get into the
delivery, my nigga. That was just
that's good radio. It's good radio.
You had us there. You had us
bro,
there.
But radio. Aren't you guys guilty of that?
We used to watch
people are having
Grey's Anatomy.
No. Like say, for instance, there's this new show on Netflix. It dropped last week Friday with a guy with a heavy Texan accent.
Wait.
Yeah. I don't Netflix anymore.
It's top number one right now.
Real estate guy or something.
Fall into ruin or something. Man on fall. It's a very interesting one. So here's the thing. Were you in this class? You don't be watching much TV.
But go on.
Okay, so let's say, cool, here's an Arsenal documentary.
Okay.
So you and your person are watching. You decide they're probably at their house and you're like, okay, cool. So I'm watching this. They're like, oh, can I watch it? Right? Get to episode number 4. And you're like, I'm going to bed. Let's catch up on this tomorrow or whatever. Or they are at your place and they go. And you guys decide and say, we'll watch this next weekend or whatever day. But when you're by your own, you're like, nah, fuck it.
Yes.
Let me watch it.
Yes. Because it's there and I can watch it.
Yeah. And you forget that you told them, we'll watch it together
but
to continue.
I didn't forget.
I didn't forget.
You guys can't even bloody keep a small promise.
It's not keeping a small promise. It keeps things interesting. Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. This is what we'll do. I'll watch it again. And if it's an Arsenal documentary, you can't tell me not to watch.
That's actually how much I love you. I'm going to watch the show with you.
And then explain it to you as we go through. Like,
no,
when we start, we'll watch it twice. So when now you get back now to be watching it, you can now explain and say, I reckon this makes sense because do you remember when?
You've done your research.
I think this guy's gonna do this.
Game is game, nigga.
And that is why Netflix has decided, you know what, when they do like we'll drop an episode once a week.
So you watch it
slowly,
together.
Slowly, like that.
Which method do you guys prefer? The weekly drops or the binge-watching format?
I feel for me, because the binge-watching format, I can never finish a series. Like, I'll watch the first 3-4, and then I'm losing interest.
I'm a binge-watcher. Like, when they dropped Gentleman, it was a Saturday. It dropped on Friday. Friday I was out. So Saturday I was home. Watched it from 3 all the way up until 2 a.m.
Wow.
This other thing that dropped on Friday.
Yeah.
I watched it on Sunday from 1 all the way up until 9.
So, you know,
I love the weekly thing because, okay, maybe explains why I love edging because the anticipation,
right.
Oh, man. Damn.
Bro, that was the setup, eh? Well,
the anticipation of something dropping, and because I think I experienced the height of this during the early days of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. You see how you have to all wait for, like, it's even a culture. You go online, the hashtags are already trending. Like, you don't know what's about to happen.
The discussions Game of Thrones. Are always fun.
Exactly.
Stop. Are we going to sit here and not acknowledge Andy comparing watching series to Edging?
But it's Edging, bro.
Do we really want to go into Edging? We can.
Right? No, we don't need to get into that.
We know. Can, though.
Yo, for us guys who are
that's a great
offset.
Analogy.
What is Edging?
You said, this is what I don't like. You were going to sit there and act like you know what it was.
No, I was actually Googling it.
You were Googling it.
Yeah. It's
so then you brought it. I was like, let's bring it to the floor for the audience out there. Because kuna watu wa koko, they're just like, Buddha, hizo ni nini jo.
It's like delayed gratification.
Yeah, like when you're about to reach your climax, but you don't. Like,
that sounds
got
like,
your ass.
You know, that sounds like that Usher song. Wom, wom.
It's crazy how it's the Drake fans wom, that we wom. All know this freakier stuff. Maybe Kendrick was on
no. No, but you know, no. All right, that's a great analogy, and I don't know why you mentioned Drake and Kendrick again. Because there's one more thing I have to say about that. Ain't nobody like. Let's be honest.
Yo, it's hot over here, man.
Let's be honest. I can't think about more than 3 club bangers from Kendrick. We need Drake for the clubs. So
bitch,
Kendrick,
don't kill my vibe.
Oh man,
there you go. Right, back to your story. So I know.
So where was I?
You're talking about
Netflix.
Series
Netflix
and
cheating.
Yeah. So it's a thing. It's a predicament. So on top of them banging other people, brah, yo, yo.
That's the by the way.
Twitter as well. Someone posted and said they went to their babe's house and found the telly was on HDMI 2.
And there's nothing on HDMI 2. You know what time it is. I came, I plugged in my PlayStation. I was out.
I have a crazy story.
So guys on the comments are like, Buddha talker too. Like, no one needed to even give. Like, there was no guys that he's saying on the comments. What does that mean? Everyone knew.
I'm unafungua YouTube yake unapata po highlights the Manchester United.
Just like, God. It's like right now, my whatever, if you come to my house, my YouTube is just... My mom watches a lot of like vloggers and what. Mpaka I'm like, and the Bible. Yeah. So you can definitely tell. And it's YouTube is like that as well.
You open an account for them, like, sir, you log into this one and
I've
go crazy with the algorithm.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Two on the telly?
Yeah, you can.
Two,
yeah. You can.
Two in one. Yeah.
On regular or premium?
Regular.
No, if so, what you do is...
I like them.
I have, I have my YouTube account. And then there's obviously the one that we use for the Good Company. Mm. The Good Company one is very interesting because occasionally something pops up and I'm like, who the hell is watching this? Mm. But usually it's just music videos. Good Company one is just tech and music. Mm. I think I feel that the algorithm is like the Holy Spirit for Gen Z. As in, you do everything you can to get to know your algorithm and keep it pure.
It says a lot about who you are.
Yeah, it takes... If you think about how our lives are driven, think about for those who use... If you use Spotify. If you use Spotify, nowadays, I can select the first song and leave Spotify to handle the business.
Yep.
The radio.
Even, and then you know, like, there are some people, like, I feel Spotify's algorithm is more intuitive than Apple Music.
Yeah, yeah.
YouTube, fam, how many times have you gone down the YouTube hole where... You've gone towards something real quick and then it starts to bring you all these things that you like. So you protect your algorithm like you protect your Holy Spirit.
You know, funny enough, we actually didn't discuss this, right? But a dream job for Gen Z, for Gen Zs. You guys saw the report?
No.
So John Alanamu, I'll share the report with you guys. So they did a survey with 1,300 young people aged between 18 and 27 across Kenya. And they asked various questions, right? So in terms of employment... self-employment and economic self-determination is a very strong driver for the generation. 22% of the respondents say they want to get into business for themselves, right? So when it comes like to jobs like, do you want to be a farmer? That was 3%. Office job, 10%. Business self, 22%, a doctor 12%, an engineer 9%, a lawyer 8%, TikToker influencer 12%, musician comedian 7%, watchman security guard 1%, online writer 4%, boda boda rider 1%, Uber driver 1%, none, I don't want to 0%, other specify 11%. So it says that this guy is, if you look at
no
the data,
podcasters still.
See, after you're in that whole, you're in that whole TikTok influencer kind of content creator.
Content creation.
So it's the second highest in terms of ranking after after whatever, after business self. So a lot more influencers want to be employed as compared. But now the other one that caught my attention was how many of them who want to leave. Before we even get to the one for leaving the country, right? Gen Z still believe you can build, you know, hustle the right way, right? So a couple of questions I was asked. Must it be legal or moral? 34%. Make money, making money admirable regardless of how it's done, 23%. Giving bribes, that's at 6%. I don't judge anyone who earns money illegally, but I wouldn't do it, right? That's at 19%. None of these statements reflect my views, 4%. Then there was one that was talking about them who want to leave the country for other countries. 4 out of 5 Gen Z would ditch Kenya for another country. 84% said yes. 16% want to live in Kenya.
That report is so accurate, like the questions asked and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Where is it from?
John Alanamu's organization did it.
So qualitative research.
Like, I read that and I was just like, wow. So like now I spent quite a bit of time on Jay
Serega.
Like, I love that shit, man. I just be watching. Bro, there's one chick who said, I wanted to pay for this guy to go to coast last weekend. Yeah, she was being asked. Was it that I can't quite remember the context. And she was like, yo, I almost paid for a flight for this guy to go to coast. Then she was like, what the fuck am I doing? No, I can't do that. And I'm a side chick. Then she goes on and says, please leave your girl to come to me. I was like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
So many emotions.
So many emotions. Then she just burst out of it. I was like, yo, I have so much fun. Like, I'll sit and just
what
look
is that? Jay who?
Jay
Segura.
He's the one, bro. He's just random.
He does
the guy
some
is
nice
with
street
the phone.
Interview.
Oh, that guy. That guy. Yeah.
Like, I just, because I'm trying to learn, right? And understand what the hell is going on. Because, fam, Gen Z are different.
Oh, and tukiongelelea story, nini, it's DMI, ulikunasema, you have an interesting story.
Oh, yeah. Let's call him a friend of mine, John.
Why would you go for the name John, bro?
His name is John.
Go for Joseph. Go for Patrick.
Patrick that is not swaggy.
John. John it is.
Johnny.
Johnny.
John.
Johnny.
Bro, that's LeBron.
I think LeBron said.
James.
LeBron. Let's call it James St. Patrick.
Because it is some crazy shit Ghost to do.
So, so go with Ghost.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. We've spent like a minute discussing in my name.
Yeah. See, this is like a movie. So James St. Patrick was over at this girl's place for like the entire week.
That guy is called STJ.
Yeah, James St. Patrick JSP. So now the girl isn't his girlfriend. He's like a side nigga because the girl has a boyfriend and she stays on her own. She stays at her own place. Her parents pay her rent, so there's no adi sponsor to come kuku usiku. So her boyfriend stays with the parents and the nigga has his PlayStation over at the girl's house.
Boyfriend now?
Yeah.
He leaves it there?
Yeah. So tell me why the side nigga, James St. Patrick, the entire week has been playing this other nigga's PlayStation.
He's been playing.
Yeah,
his fingers all over everything.
Yeah, he's literally been fucking his girl. Like fucking his girl.
Wait a minute.
That's disrespectful.
Wait. The main man left his PlayStation.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And the side guy
both his PlayStation.
And the side nigga had the Kwanza.
Bro,
okay,
did he log into the PSN?
He logged into both. Yeah.
To make it even worse, James St. Patrick, wherever this guy was playing Red Dead Redemption. And this guy's like stuck in a hard mission. So James knew how to.
No. So are you trying to say the main niggas never made her come?
Not yet. That's
and on that note,
listen.
So he did. Oh my God.
You know
how
disrespectful it is for you to be stuck at a platform, in a platform game. And somebody else comes in and frees you and moves you.
Teamwork.
And the gaslighting that's gonna happen. Like, no,
teamwork
babe,
to make the dream work.
That's where you are. You don't remember.
Mm. You gaslight him.
I can't.
The Mandela effect.
I can't. I'm the one who finished it, bro.
Yeah, babe,
even Terrible wow. can't get you out of that.
This is the mini soul. My goodness. The whenever soul.
Sorry,
my name is
James Prastic.
And the young.
Bad boy Owen.
Big C. Because why is he ghost, where?
I don't know. Shit.
Patrick,